6. Then just because we've made a good confession, may have confessed grave sins, and we were absolved. Every valid sacrament of confession always removes mortal guilt and eternal punishment. Always, always. However, this too is our faith. More or less, and better side with the more of the temporal punishment still due to our sins remains. And that is the primary meaning of mortification. As we get to the close of the retreat, I beg you to ask yourselves in God's presence, how mortified a life am I living? What creatures am I indulging which I could do without? What painful creatures am I avoiding that God wants me to endure? And here all of us have an in-depth examination of conscience to make, because we're all sinners. And we cannot be too emphatic in insisting that our stay on earth is temporary. Thank God. But our life after bodily death is eternal. And that is why we touched on indulgences just very slimly during one of the question periods. We should sincerely strive to gain as many indulgences as possible. One thing we indulge is, as we know, can be gained each day on condition that 8 days before or after we've gone both confession and received communion, which is Pope Paul VI's way of telling Catholics to go to confession every 2 weeks. And if, as a result of this retreat, you are not going to confession more often, repeat what I said before. I have in many ways wasted your time. We are sinners. I cannot tell you the bizarre situations into which, well, I consciously entered to get absolution. Now, all the priests, strangers, in many cases, knew the formula of absolution, so I'd help them out. And one who insisted, he was absolving me. I said, "Father, you did not give me absolution, but I did." "No, you didn't, but I did." I'm not going to argue with him. Thanks. In Washington, D.C., walk down the street, phone directory, and I didn't tell the second priest. This one knew the formula of absolution, so I got absolved. We're not finished. When we profess to believe in the forgiveness of sins, we believe not only in our own forgiveness of sins, We believe in God's mysterious providence. We can be and should be His instruments of grace in obtaining mercy and therefore forgiveness of sins for others. And this, as we know, is enshrined in the Lord's Prayer. Time and again, Christ insists, emphasizes the need for us to practice mercy. People will offend us. There's a reason. Those people need God's grace. And our own patient endurance of whatever suffering they cause us, our patient endurance is, and it may be, we may be the one person on earth who in God's providence is the one on whom that person's salvation depends. I'm not exaggerating. This is the imperative mood. Pursue sinners. Of course, you don't grab them by the neck. You don't hold a gun to their heart. Oh, no. All kinds of wise ways of winning friends and influencing people. And especially with the members of our own families. How many people are told your primary responsibility on earth is the salvation of your own family? Let's not cop out on that primary duty in our lives and hear it when we are told by the Savior, those who show mercy, mercy will be shown to them. But I repeat, this is not just a prosaic interpretation that if I show mercy to others, God will be merciful to me. He will be. Amen. It's deeper than that. By my showing mercy to those who offend me, and believe me, and God has been very good over the years in providing, what word shall I use? Offenders with a mild word in my life. Thus, by our patient mercy towards them, we merit God's mercy to us for these people. In other words, when we say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins, it is not only in the forgiveness of our own sins as to both guilt and punishment, but that God wants to use us as the channels of His mercy to other people, and you want to know whom especially does God want to show His mercy towards? Here's the answer. Those towards whom you have been the most merciful. That is what Christ has done and is doing in our day. Lord Jesus, we believe that you are our God. We believe you instituted one sacrament after another in order to reconcile us sinners with an offended God. We beg you, dear Jesus, to practice mercy to those who offend us, so that by our practice of mercy toward others, you will not only be merciful to us, but merciful to those who offend you and offend us, because you want us to patiently endure pain from them in order to win the grace of conversion for those who are the most painful in our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Son, Holy Spirit, amen. For the grace of the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the
hour of our death. O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us, every person.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.